everyone, it's Tanzina Vega, and we're back with The Takeaway. The NHL playoffs start this week, and if you're not watching hockey, well, this is a pretty good time to jump in on the action. Here in New York, the Islanders are facing off against the Pittsburgh Penguins in a first-round matchup that didn't seem likely at the beginning of the season.
I think the Islanders, I don't think a lot of people pegged them as a team that would make the playoffs, let alone one that would make a run at the top spot in the division. So the fact that the Islanders are in the playoffs, if you had told people that in October, they would have been surprised. But the fans really are expecting a lot from them and looking forward to them having a really good first round against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
That's Shannon Hogan, the broadcast host for the Islanders on the MSG Network.
Well, right now he's playing like an all-star. And speaking of the all-star game, which is coming up in a couple of days, Matt Barzal going as the representative for the New York Islanders. His first time with an all-star experience. It was interesting because
while the team on the ice are turning heads for their unexpected winning record this year, they've also attracted notice for their efforts to include more women in broadcast roles that have traditionally been held down by men. This season, Shannon was joined in the broadcast booth by two former pro hockey players, AJ Molesko and Jennifer Botterill. I spoke with Shannon about what it was like being paired with a team of all-women analysts and also just some hockey talk. She's a busy woman, so we got her on FaceTime.
It feels great. I mean, when the conversation came up that we might have one female analyst, let alone two, I was thrilled. I also was very familiar with what Jennifer and AJ would be able to bring. AJ Molesko was part of the first U.S. women's team to compete in the Olympics in Nagano. They won the gold medal. And then Jennifer Botterill and AJ were teammates at Harvard. They won the NCAA tournament. And Jennifer went on to compete for Team Canada for many, many years and has three gold medals for Team Canada as well. So these aren't just women who know the sport. They've played the sport and they're great personalities. And for me, as a woman, you don't see a ton of female analysts.
Yeah, what's interesting is that there are times when I've been, you know, as a journalist myself, I've been on panels talking about issues that have nothing to do with women, for example, things like, you know, politics or what have you. And you notice when you're at a table with all other women journalists, it's still sort of a surprise. What's the reception been like for you all from the fans and viewers?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that about being on a panel. I will never forget my first season covering the Islanders. They have like the broadcast meetings here. They usually meet either in New York or Toronto. And that year they happened to meet in New York. And it's not just the hosts and analysts, but it's also people behind the scenes. And they had a reception after. And I remember walking in this very fancy restaurant in New York City and looking around and realizing there were probably 150 to 200 people there. And there were four women. And I just remember thinking, wow, I mean, I knew that we were kind of a rarity, but I wasn't thinking it was this many. And there are more reporters and hosts around the league. But for the analyst role, that is something that has been new. And I think just being a part of that has been exciting. And I think the basic thing with the Islanders fans is they're smart, passionate fans. And if you know your hockey, they want to hear from you. I mean, it's been a wonderful, exciting season for them as well. And they feel very welcomed by the Islanders fans.
And we know the tide is certainly changing, at least when it comes to having more representation of, like you said, women in traditionally male-dominated spaces, people of color in traditionally white spaces, and on and on. But there are still some issues, I think, in being some of the first. Are there challenges that you still have to deal with in working and operating in such a traditionally male industry and male sport?
Well, for most of my professional career, I've been in sports, and it's not just hockey. I've covered baseball, basketball. But within the league, now that I've personally been around for several years, I feel like that respect is earned and then given. And the players especially that I've had the pleasure of dealing with have always treated me with respect. You know, you'll see on social media, you know, why is she talking about this? Or why do we have three women? You do see a little bit of that. But I think the vast majority just want great content. The other important thing, Tanzina, is that women have to help other women. I mean, we have to be each other's champion. Just because there's one woman on a broadcast doesn't mean there can't be another. And I think sometimes when you look around at the sports space, you'll see a panel or you'll see, you know, a team's coverage, and they might just have one female host. And what I love that MSG has done is I don't have to be the token female. You know, we have two other smart women that know what they're talking about. And the three of us put together a strong show.
The one and done scenario, which often plays out when you're the only one or one of few. And it's like, okay, well, we have a woman, check. You know, we have a person of color, check. And then I think what happens is that you end up losing the emphasis on your expertise, right? The reason why you're there is because you're a hockey expert, right? Not just because we're lady journos, right? So I think that that's a really important point about supporting women and supporting each other in this space. What kind of opportunities are you seeing opening up for women in professional sports, whether it be behind the scenes or in front of the camera like you are?
There are more and more roles for quote-unquote sideline or ringside reporters. Maybe 10 years ago, if you tuned in and you watched a broadcast, you were like, all right, well, maybe I can be the person that just asks questions during intermission, or maybe I could be a sideline reporter. And I think over the last 10 to 15 years, you've seen more and more women in a quote-unquote studio role or in a hosting role. And the analyst role, which Jennifer and AJ have stepped into for us, I think other networks are taking notice that it's been successful. And I think we're going to continue to see that, as the NHL has a great initiative right now for gender equality and a push for if you can play, you can play, and encouraging young women to play the sport. And it's interesting hearing from AJ and Jennifer. Their experience growing up playing hockey is very different than what their daughters are going to experience. We've even just this year, the number of parents that have come up and said, my daughter loves you guys. It's so important that they see women and they know that one day if they wanted that job, that could be theirs.
And I'm also, I mean, you're also about to become a mom. So congratulations to you
Thank you.
In this career, you're on the road a lot. You're sort of dealing with, you know, just the demands of a production schedule. How are you feeling? And are you feeling supported by the league during this process?
I've been very supported from the get-go by MSG Networks. I think as a woman in any professional capacity, there's always this, like you said, what if? What if, you know, they're not going to really be excited about it. Everybody was so excited. My, you know, the crew that I get to work with day in and day out on all of our games have been so helpful. I have been also very fortunate that I have other working moms, women that are working in sports around the league and in other leagues that are trying to do the balance. And they've been very candid about it. And I think for me, hearing what they're doing and their emotions has been helpful, that I'm not going in blindfolded thinking that I'm not going to have hard days. I know that I will. And I know that if I'm away from the baby traveling, it will be hard sometimes. But I also think there are some great benefits to being a working mom and showing your son or daughter that you can add that part to your life. And that's a part of who you are as well.
We wish you all the best. Shannon Hogan, broadcast host for the New York Islanders on the MSG Network. Shannon, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And you can watch Shannon and the rest of the New York Islanders coverage for Game 1 against the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight on the MSG Network. And I just got this note from my control room. Go Islanders!
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.